Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, our next caller is a listener via podcast. Patrick, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we help you with?
Hi, my wife and I just bought a 1921 bungalow with a floor-to-ceiling brick fireplace, which
cute.
Had about 15 layers of paint on it.
Bad.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we considered our options, and because we didn't have to move in for about 5 weeks, we decided to seal the room off and then send in a sandblaster, which got off like 95% of the paint.
Okay.
And I guess the questions I have are two. One is, what to do with the rest of the paint? There's some, like, flex, because it's really, really coarse, rough brick. And someone had suggested using a product called Peel Away. I'm wondering if you guys are familiar with that.
It sounds like one of the paint stripper products that you apply and then peel off. I'm not sure how well that's going to work.
On a coarse surface. It sounds like something that would work better on a smooth surface where it's got an opportunity to grab something that might be raised above the rest of the surface. But if you're dealing with an uneven surface and you go to rub almost like a sticker on top of it, it's not going to know what to grab.
And also, if you've already sandblasted this, I can't imagine that any chemical stripper is going to do much better of a job. Is there a way, is what's left looks so bad that you can't sort of like kind of go with that as the look?
You know, actually, I kind of like it. It looks fine. I think it's just pretty inconsistent, like on the sides of the fireplace. I think because of the angle, the sandblaster couldn't really get at it as well. So it was just a question I have to kind of make it more consistent. But he also...
Is it a remnant of sort of like a white fleck?
Exactly.
There, you can easily, and I know this would take a little bit of artistic courage, but if you take some white paint and mix it with a little bit of water just so it's not full consistency, and then maybe dip your brush and then flick the edge, you know, run your finger over it as you would a toothbrush to spray water, you might be able to mimic that fleck. And I do, you know, I hate the look of painted brick, but I really enjoy it when it has that whitewashy effect to it that looks really old and interesting. And it does sort of break up that red brick, you know, monotoneness that you might get if it were fully clean.
Oh, that's a great idea. One other question is,
sure.
When the sandblaster kind of, some of the grout between the bricks is pretty much all gone, and some of it's still there. And I'm wondering if it is it a safety problem to have some of the exterior bricks sort of without any mortar between them.
Depends on how much mortar has been pulled out. I was going to tell you that's one of the downsides of sandblasting, and sometimes can do more damage than it's worth. But if you've lost the mortar to the point where the bricks are loose, then it should be repointed. If just a little bit of mortar is gone, then you're probably okay.
Well, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.